I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, and John's brought in a photo of a gentleman working in number one hydraulic in Fielding and Platt. John, who is the person working in this photo?
That person is a very skilled fitter called Jim Brint. And he's using a drill machine with a magnetic base. And so that he can, the magnetism attaches the drill to the workpiece very, very solidly, so that he can drill the component.
And what's the component that he's actually working on there?
It looks like some tooling for a slab press. Yes, I think that's what it is. And there he is, quite happily drilling away.
And what was Jim Brint like? You said you worked with him when you did your stint in the fitting shops as part of your apprenticeship.
Oh, I did. As a 16-year-old, I did 6 months in the number two hydraulic. And I was put to work with Jim, and I found him a very pleasant guy, very, very helpful, taught me a lot. And so I spent six months with him. And I do remember on one occasion he came back after lunch and he said, oh, I went home and he said, I found my mother very upset. And I said, well, you know, what happened? Well, he said, she was ironing my best shirt ready for the weekend with a gas iron. And for some reason or other, a flame shot out of the side of the gas iron and scorched my shirt. So she was very, very unhappy about that.
How did Jim take it? He wasn't so bothered, I suppose.
No, he was very, I just can't imagine Jim getting upset at all. He was a very placid gentleman.
And you said that you learnt a lot from Jim. Do you remember some of the kind of things that he would instruct you with when you worked with him in number two hydraulic, or some little hints and tips that he passed on?
Well, it was obviously to be very, very careful. You know, look where you're treading. If you've got to climb on anywhere, be very careful. Make sure you don't drop anything. And he gave me little tips about, I had to use a hand grinder on one occasion, and he was very careful to carefully explain that, you know, the best way to use it without damaging myself. Yes, he was a very nice guy.
And the photos taken in number one hydraulic in Fieldings, what would that area have been used for?
Well, that was where they erected the biggest of the machines, because there were a couple of pits in that area as well. So if some of the machines were very, very tall, like forge presses and shell presses and things like that, so you had to start down at pit floor level to be able to erect them without, so they were below the level of the cranes that have to pass overhead.
And would it have been usual for the type of work that Jim's doing to be done in number one hydraulic?
Well, quite possibly. It just depends how what space was. I mean, it's possible that if a press had just been dismantled and taken away for a day or two, there may be quite an empty area. So they were utilised to the best of the ability of the foreman.
And so we've got the electromagnetic drill that Jim's drilling some holes in the component with there. And he's also got a red can. Would that have been an oil can?
That would have been an oil can, yes. Yes. They were, I wouldn't imagine they were very large holes at all that were being drilled. But it was a drill with a magnetic base was very, very helpful. It left your hands free to work the machine. You didn't have to take the weight of the drill.
And we can see that Jim's wearing a lovely blue boiler suit, and just in the background of the picture we see another worker in a blue boiler suit. Was that standard issue at Fieldings, everyone in blue boiler suits?
Yes, I think there were two, each person had two pairs of boiler suits, we called them, because they were all in one. And one was being used, and I think the other went to be cleaned. That was a system, I believe, and they had to wear very, very heavy, like sort of toe tector boots as well.
And the cleaning service, was that run by Fieldings?
No, I think they left the company, I think, and went somewhere else. I don't know where.
Thanks, John. And would you like to add anything else about this photo? Number One Hydraulic, the work that Jim's doing, or indeed Jim himself?
No, I don't think so. I think that's just about sums up the photograph, I believe.
Thank you, John.